This is BBC Radio 3, and it is 10 o'clock. Coming up at 11:30 tonight, Verity Sharp introduces Late Junction. But now, live from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall in London, here's Andrew McGregor with the second of this evening's proms.
Welcome to Franz Liszt's 200th birthday recital here at the Royal Albert Hall. I'm Andrew McGregor, and we're going to meet Liszt in a number of guises over the next hour and a bit. There's the illustrative Liszt, the painter in sound, showing us St. Francis walking on water, a sacred chorale never quite submerged by swirling seawater. Then there's Liszt, the organist, in his Fantasia and Fugue on BACH, capturing the grandeur of the King of Instruments while paying homage to Bach, one of the great composer-performers of a previous generation. We'll hear Liszt the priest and keyboard poet, inspired by the words of Alphonse Lamartine in God's Blessing in Solitude from his Harmonie Poétique Religieuse. And there's Liszt the travel writer, in Venice and Naples sending us colourful postcards of gondoliers and a simple Neapolitan song turned into a fiendishly brilliant tarantella. Well, this is the only solo piano recital at the Royal Albert Hall this season, and it's 17 years since Marc-André Amelin was last here at the Proms, playing Liszt's first piano concerto. Marc-André was telling me earlier that he's known Liszt all his life, since he was a small boy, listening to his father's piano playing and also his father's record collection as well. And as a composer-pianist himself, Marc-André's leaned towards his preferences this evening, he says, and chosen to play us pieces he's known longest. With one exception, one of the works, he told me, is very fresh to him, but he wouldn't tell me which one. Maybe it's the first piece. Liszt's Legend number 2, St. Francis of Paola Walking on the Water. To celebrate Liszt's 200th anniversary and his own lifelong love of the composer's music, please welcome Marc-André Amelin. St. Francis of Paola, Walking on the Water, Liszt's legend number two. And next we're going to hear Liszt the organist writing a fantasia and fugue on the letters of Bach's name for the inauguration of a new organ in 1856. Franz Liszt's Fantasia and Fugue on BACH, using the letters of Bach's surname in the German alphabet as the motif that generates the entire work. Liszt, a renowned organist, and that's the instrument for which he conceived his homage to Bach, but Marc-André Amelin just played us the piano version that Liszt prepared some 14 years later. And he was telling me that this piano in this hall for him really does carry an impression of the sonic fullness of the organ. Well, in the next piece we're going to hear, Liszt was thinking about the opening lines of the poem that inspired it, God's Blessing in Solitude, from his set of 10 Harmonies Poétiques et Religieuses, named after the collection from French poet Alphonse Lamartine. Liszt quotes the opening lines of Lamartine's poem in the score. Whence comes, O God, this peace that overwhelms me? You can almost imagine those words sung to the main theme of the piece. It at times feels something like a song without words. Well, Marc-André Amelin just left the stage after BACH to collect his thoughts. Here he comes back onto the stage for this late prom here at the Royal Albert Hall to play this Benediction de Dieu dans la solitude. The Blessing of God in Solitude from Franz Liszt's Poetic and Religious Harmonies. Given musical life by Liszt, played for us live here at the Royal Albert Hall by Marc-André Amelin. And he's ending this Liszt anniversary recital by taking us to Venice and Naples to hear a gondolier's song at a Danza Tarantella. Prestissimo, it says over the last pages of the score of Liszt's Venezia e Napoli. As fast as possible. That was impossibly fast. Marc-André Amelin's fingers an absolute blur at the end of the piece. Franz Liszt's colourful reworking of three originally quite simple Italian songs, but ending up with a lot more notes per square centimetre than they began with. But they still have to sing. And indeed they did. Marc-André telling me earlier that he loves the way the first Gondoliers song from that trio just disappears back into the mist. So simply said, but unlike anything in piano literature before it. Here he comes, back onto the platform. Cheers from the promenaders as the lights go up on the stage to welcome him back, and he bows low to the promers here in the Royal Albert Hall. Marc-André, he's a little tired of the super virtuoso tag that follows him around. At least I've got this far into the evening without using the V word. But if virtuoso conjures visions of tortured expressions, flamboyant gestures or theatrical stage presence, then that's the precise opposite of what we get from Marc-André Amelin. He's still at the keyboard. He's calm, composed, controlled. Nothing moves unless it has to. But if it does, it can move with the kind of speed and precision we just heard from him. And he brings the same brilliance to other sides of his repertoire as well. While he's here on this trip to the UK, he's going to be recording his third volume of Haydn's sonatas. But I think right now we're going to get more Liszt.
Thank you.
Forest Murmurs, Waldesrauschen, one of Liszt's two concert studies from the early 1860s, played as an encore at this late-night solo recital for Liszt's 200th anniversary by Canadian pianist Marc-André Amelin. There's more Liszt ahead of us still in the 2011 proms, the orchestral versions of the Mephisto Waltz No. 1 and Totentanz, with all the Hungarian panache the Budapest Festival Orchestra and conductor Ivan Fischer can muster in their prom. That's a week on Friday. And in the last night of the proms, on the 10th of September, Lang Lang plays Liszt's Piano Concerto No. 1, the work with which Marc-André Amelin made his proms debut 17 years ago, back in 1994. And back he comes after, well, such a contrasting recital, the comparative intimacy of tonight's late prom. And he told me earlier he was looking forward to this recital tremendously. He expected it to be one of the most special things he'd ever experienced, he said. And judging from the reaction in the hall, some of the audience might just feel the same way. Good night from us all here in the Royal Albert Hall. And back in Broadcasting House, here's Ian Skelly.
Andrew, thank you very much. Andrew McGregor there with a wonderful late night prom. Just reminding you what a stunning pianist Liszt must have been. His core instrument, of course, brought beautifully to life there by Marc-André Amelin. Well, don't forget that you can listen to that recital again if you'd like to. If you have access to the internet, you just go to the Radio 3 website and click on the Listen Again button. And our earlier prom is also there. That was given tonight by the Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra under Sir Colin Davis. A stunning and very exciting performance to end of Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. You can also hear that prom, though, by tuning to Radio 3 next Wednesday afternoon. We're going to be broadcasting it again at 2:30. Well worth a listen if you missed it. Well, tomorrow night, from one of the great virtuosos of the 19th century to one of the great impresarios of the 18th, Glyndebourne Festival Opera will be taking to the stage of the Albert Hall to bring with them their new production of this year of Handel's Rinaldo. Handel's take on the Crusades. Rinaldo is the knight in love with the daughter of the man leading the first crusade. She's kidnapped by a Saracen sorceress, and the fight is on to get her back. Well, the action and the music all gets underway at 7:00 tomorrow night here on Radio 3. We're going to be there for every note of it. And we'll have a couple of interesting intervals too tomorrow. One on the parallels between Rinaldo and Shakespeare's Henry V. And then one on the myth of Taliesin, the 6th century Welsh bard and shapeshifter. Well, we have a little time to go before our next scheduled programme tonight on Radio 3. Verity Sharp is going to be here in just over 20 minutes' time at 11:30 for tonight's edition of Late Junction. So, with Rinaldo in mind, let's have some music by George Frederick now. This is one of his Concerti Grossi, the number 11 in A major from his set Opus 6, played here by the English Concert, directed by Trevor Pinnock.
Thank you. Thank you.
English concert directed by Trevor Pinnock, playing one of Handel's many concerti grossi, that one from his set Opus 6, one of his 12 grand concertos, as they were called, when they were published in the late 1730s. Plenty more Handel tomorrow night when our prom is devoted to his music and his first love, opera, a semi-staged performance of Rinaldo. Glyndebourne Festival Opera making its annual trip to the smoke to perform at the Royal Albert Hall in the proms. You can hear it live here on Radio 3 from 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Well, a little time to go before Late Junction at 11:30 this evening, so with Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony still ringing in the air from our first prom tonight, a little more from the great man now. One of his seasons. What else but August? Artemu playing August by Tchaikovsky. This is BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. 11:30 is the time. Time now for Verity Sharp and Late Junction.
ديوان وين الصحراء From their new, soon-to-be-released album, that is Tanaruan, with a song called Imi Diwan Win Sahara. The album is going to be called Tasili, and there are a couple more chances to see them live before the summer comes to an end this year. They're going to be in Birmingham at the Moseley Folk Festival on the 3rd of September, and then at the End of the Road Festival in the Lama Tree Gardens the day after. All details are on their website. Welcome to Lake Junction. We're going to hear music by Steve Reich, arranged for two jazz pianists after this. This is a Buddhist prayer, which is designed to prepare the mind for meditation.
Samba jala de Thank you.
Part of Music for 18 Musicians by Steve Reich, arranged by Patrick Zimmerly for two pianos, and those pianos played by two of the finest players on the New York jazz scene, Brad Meldow and Kevin Hayes. It's a track on their album, which is going to be released by Nonesuch in mid-September, called Modern Music. And also note that Brad Meldow is going to be giving a concert at London's Wigmore Hall on Friday, September the 16th, when he's also going to be inviting onto the stage the truly extraordinary mandolin virtuoso Chris Teeley. And just staying in America for a few more minutes, here's a song from Sam Amadon.
Pretty fair damsel in the garden, brave young soldier riding by, he rode up to her all to view her. My pretty fair miss, won't you fancy me? You're not a man of a noble honor, you're not the man I had taken you to be, or you wouldn't impose on a single lady who your bride can never be. True love in the army, and he's been there for 7 long years. And if he stays there 7 years longer, no other man can marry me. He's on some watercourse drowned. Perhaps he's on some battlefield slain. Perhaps he's to some fair girl married. My pretty fair miss, you'll never see him again. Well, if he's drowned, I hope he's happy. Or if he's on some battlefield slain. Or if he's to some fair girl married. I love the girl.
Music written by Kublai Una for a Polish film which was made in the 1960s called For Lovers Only, which was a kind of homage to French films of the period. It's an opulent black and white romance which has just been digitally remastered along with that soundtrack. Kublai Una with the trumpeter Daniel Rosenboom. Setting off a little brass sequence here, starting with that catchy tune called Time, which the Polish group Croquet first popularised, but given a brass makeover here on this recording by the Boban Markovic Orchestra. ¶¶